Thank you, Leona. So Leona was in Chicago freezing her toes off last week, and I was in Denver freezing my toes off last week. The cool thing about me being in Denver last week freezing my toes off was I got to hear Gary Lynn Floyd, who wrote that song. And I asked him if he would come see us next, later in the year, and he said, after it cools off again. So the other thing that was cool that I didn't know until like last week, the song that we sang at first, the opening song that none of us remember the words, that's co-written by Gary Lynn Floyd. I'm sounding like a broken record, right? Gary Lynn Floyd and Jamie Lula. So we've already sampled a little bit of Jamie's handiwork. And so we're in a sweet spot for music, right? So it's very exciting, and I was happy to have Gary say, well, yeah, of course I'll come. I only have to be in Reno 2 weeks of the month. But I'm happy to come down and see you guys once it cools off again. So it'll probably be, you know, November-ish when we have him come down. So today we're going to finish. Well, we never finish with love, right? We're going to finish with the specific topic of capital L love or divine love and what being love in our world actually means. We have so many opportunities, right? So this week I was at the convention in Denver, and it's a CSL headquarters, the whole Tamale CSL has a convention where anybody who chooses to spend the time and money can come and listen to good talks and listen to good music and hang out with the people can. And that's where I was. So it's not just ministers and practitioners. It's wide open to anybody who's willing to engage. So I'm just putting that out there. I don't know where it's going to be in 2 years, but just kind of, if that's something that intrigues you, start saving your quarters, because it's pretty cool. So one of the things that happened for me while I was there, and this is so weird for me to say, but I had a deeper understanding of the talk title today. And it's the same title that I used for my ordination talk last year. Love leads the way. The rest of the quote from Holmes is, love leads the way and law makes it possible. The piece that landed for me more deeply was, we don't have to pick love. We can be grumpy, and law makes that possible too. So we get to decide how we wish to be in the world. We get to decide how we wish to show up. We get to decide how we wish to engage. And whatever we decide, law says, honey child, okay. It doesn't say, are you sure? It doesn't say, are you ready? It says, okay. So love leads the way means if we choose love, if we decide love, if we intend love, that's what we get back, because that's what we put out. And yeah, there's fur all over that, because we have so much baggage around that word love and what it means to each of us, because each of us has our own definition. Each of us has our own interpretation of how we see that word and that idea. So I'm going to give you two examples that are really, you know, mundane. One is like where I did the right thing and where I didn't exactly do the thing that was most useful. And you know, we're human, right? So we do stuff. So I'm going to start with the one where I didn't do the most useful thing first, because you might as well just eat the frog while it's small and get it out of the way. So my dad remarried 3 years ago now, and his new bride. They're not hardly new anymore, but his new bride every now and then wants to mess in the family business. And I got myself in a Twitter about that, and I didn't behave well. In fact, I was rather rude and inappropriate, to be honest. And I am still noticing, this was a month or two ago now, and I am still noticing that there's damage in my relationship with my dad, because I didn't mind my own business. I didn't do the thing that was right for me to do. Anybody else in the room have that experience? Please, everyone, raise your hand. Because we're not always in charge of ourselves. It would be lovely if we were, but we're not, right? Because we just get pulled off course and we do stupid stuff. So then the second story I'm going to tell on myself, I actually did behave. So before I left, actually early in February, I ordered the protein drink that I like to have online, and I've done it 100 times probably. And I ordered it, and they hit my credit card like they're supposed to, and then nothing happened. Nothing happened, nothing happened, nothing happened, nothing happened, nothing happened. I'm thinking, hey people, you charged my card, why didn't you ship the stuff? I'm thinking, this isn't good business practice. In fact, it's really bad customer service. And so I sent them an email before I left to go to Denver and freeze my toes off. And it was like, hey, I love your product. I don't like your business practice. This is what happened. Where's my stuff? Please reply. So I got the automated response, you know, thank you for your inquiry. We'll get back to you. Nothing happened, right? Okay, so I get back from Denver, and there's still no box on my doorstep, which I was kind of happy about because it would have been sitting outside in the weather. And so I finally call, and I get a lovely young man on the phone. And here's the place where we watch our internal dialogue, right? So I tell him the story. Here's what happened. You know, I placed the order this day. You charged my card this day. Nothing happened, nothing happened, nothing happened. And then I got to watch my brain. And I got to watch my brain say, do you want to be righteous or do you want to be nice? But I want to be grumpy. Is grumpy useful? No. And like the first song Leona sang, what would love do? What would love do? And in that moment, when I was having the tug of war inside my head, I really want to like ream this poor little dude out because, and it's not his it's not his fault. In fact, he said, I don't know how you were able to order that when it was out of stock. You shouldn't have been able to order it. I said, I know, but I did. I don't know how I did it either because I don't understand. And he said, I will fix it right away. So, but that the important thing is that internal dialogue that goes on in our heads when we're paying attention. Am I in charge of myself or not? Do I act from my ability to choose, or do I just get pulled along like a dog on a leash? When we are in charge of ourselves, when we are able to decide how we wish to be in the world, that's the only time we have a chance at being who we say we are, who we say we want to be, how we say we want to show up. Because anytime we just let ourselves be pulled by that wave of, well, they did me wrong, that's not useful. And it's so easy. It's so easy. And the chore of saying, hang on a minute, do not react in this case. You're better than that. Some days. Some days not. Sometimes. So that's my story for you of what it looks like to do it beneficially, to engage in the world with the world beneficially, and not so much. Because all of us have that. Where it's possible, we can decide to play the victim, or decide to play the offended, or decide to play the irritated, instead of saying, hang on, I remember who I am, and I can be love in this situation. Man. Not easy. Not obvious, even. I was really pleased with myself, because I didn't get a whole lot of sleep the night before because the plane was late coming back. So for me to actually have the consciousness to say, oh, wait, I can pick how to be here. I was pleased with myself because I did that. And if I can do it, you can do it too, because I'm not special. Or I should say I'm no more special than you. We're each special in our own way. And we get to choose in every single moment whether we act from love, whether we act from fear, whether we act from love, whether we act from hate, whether we act from love, whether we act from anxiety, whether, and so on and so on. It's easier sometimes to go to the dark side, right? But it's not who we are. Who we are is love walking on our own two feet. And we get to remember that. And it's lovely to have that moment of awareness to say, oh, I can pick how to be here. And the thing about law, it just says yes. So if I choose to be grumpy, the law says, okay, grumpy, you get grumpy. I choose to be love, then things work. Things work both ways. And Holmes says in one of the earlier chapters, the law works by not working when we don't think it does, which always makes me laugh. Because the law always works. The law always responds to what signal we're sending out. And we get to decide what signal it is that we want to send out when we are conscious enough to notice we are the senders of the signal. So another piece of story. Dr. Kathy Ann Lewis from Seattle, CSL, she's doing a thing with the ministers now about sending out prayer requests. And one of the things that happened, I can't see it, Philip, does it mean it's working? Yay, good. One of the things that she's doing now is prayer requests. And because we were all together last week, and because there's so much anxiety in the world about this coronavirus thing, she said, she sent the email to the ministers yesterday. In the Christian Bible, Esther was told to save the Jews with these words, "Who knows whether you have come to the kingdom for such a time as this?" Dr. Kathy Ann writes, "We have coronavirus threatening the world's health right now, and maybe we are the ones called to know the truth of its nature, which is to pass, leave us alone, and not to stay. Ernest Holmes said we should be the prayingest people on the planet because we know its power. So let's do this." Esther fasted and prayed and brought forth a mighty result. "I, for one, am fasting from the falsehood that there is anything stronger than or outside of this law of cause and effect. I will do my part to put the true cause into effect. The true cause is health. The true cause is wholeness. The true cause is life. The falsehood is fear, doubt, worry, anxiousness. Here's the kick, right? What we focus on, we give power to, and that's what shows up for us. It isn't an exact one-on-one correlation, but the tendency is there. So watch your internal dialogue when somebody wants to drag you into a, oh my God, ain't it awful, about anything. Because if you're feeding, oh my God, ain't it awful, you're going to get, oh my God, ain't it awful. Because that's what the law does. Okay, chica, that's what you want, that's what you get. Oh, I didn't mean it. Okay, then retract it and decide instead what to say. I was thinking about this on the way in. This is not easy. It's so much easier to, like, just go along with what everybody else believes is true. It is so challenging to be in charge of ourselves. It is such a big job. And it's actually what's true. We are always already in charge of ourselves. And we get to remember that and enact it. Because when we forget it, we just say mean things to our dad. And then get the consequences of that. So, if I live, move, and have my being in love and as love, I increase the presence of love in the world. If I get pulled off course and start worrying and fretting and supporting or highlighting or perversely praising my limited thinking, then I increase the presence of misery in the world. This is as true for everyone as it is true for me. Now, Holmes said, if we can't walk on water, it's perfectly okay to take a boat. I like my boats. I hadn't managed to walk on water yet, except when it's frozen. So, what are the boats we have for this? What can we do in our world when there's so much negativity around us? What do we grab on? What's our life preserver? What's our boat? Think about the answer to the question for you. How do you maintain your equilibrium? How do you remember to stand on the side of love when there's so much garbage thinking around? The answer will be unique to everyone, because some people will do it with music, some people will do it with affirmations, some people will just, you know, pull themselves up short and say, hey, wait a minute, you know better. Some people will touch their heart essence, and that will remind them of the truth of their being. Others might do interpretive dance, I don't know. It doesn't matter. The important thing is to know what you do, to know how you remember where you get to be in charge of you, and decide how you choose to be in the world, rather than just going along with all of the garbage thinking. Some of you remember Terry McBride's story, right? Terry McBride? Okay, so this is a fascinating story. So there's this, I mean, he's like this tall. He's a great big honking dude. And he had, I don't even remember how many things wrong with him. It was so many that basically the doctors told him he was not going to live, and if he did live, he'd be in a wheelchair. And in his language, which is very inelegant, he said, I'm going to be in a wheelchair. They told me I would be in a wheelchair the rest of my life, and I would pee in a bag and poop in a bag. And that was the life they were showing him. And he said, no, I don't think so. Now, it took him a while to work his thinking to get a different result. But he worked with meditation, he worked with visualization, he worked with affirmations, he worked with visioning, he worked with every single mental tool that he had to say, I don't think I will go along with common hour thinking. I choose to be healthy. I choose to be whole. I choose to be vertical, walking around on my own 2 feet. And it took a while. And this is the same kind of mental stamina that it takes each of us to be able to look the discord in front of our faces and say, I see you. You have no power over my life. This is challenging. And it is within our capacity, because we know the power of the mind. We know the law says yes to whatever we choose to focus on. Wherever we choose to stand, wherever we choose to align ourselves. And David Hawkins, Power versus Force, love is the highest energy. Pick the winning team. Pick love. It's the highest energy. So, in your bulletin, there's a little quarter page. Some of you have already found it. It's a drawing, and I have no idea who did it, but it's really fabulous. It's Jesus and Buddha and Krishna and a pagan statue also on the edge. And the quote at the bottom is Ram Dass. We're all just walking each other home. Take this home with you. Put it somewhere you'll see it. It's been a year since it's been in the bulletin, so it's time again. Take this home with you. We are all just walking each other home. And we go together, whether we go joyfully and in love and in power and in peace and in poise, or we still go if it's miserable. We get to decide how we go. So take this little insert with you home. Put it somewhere that you'll see it intermittently. So a couple of the sessions in Denver were extraordinary, and I've ordered DVDs of them. And once they get here, we'll arrange some watch parties or something, because I want to share some of the extraordinary talks and the extraordinary music that was there with anybody who chooses to see it. Because to me, my job is to encourage and inspire every single one of us to be more than they have known themselves capable of being before. That's my job. And give the tools, and I'm not going to say shove them down your throat, because I can't do that, but put them in your face so that you see them and can decide whether to accept them or not. Because it's up to you. You get to choose. You get to choose how to be in the world. My strong suggestion is love is the highest power. So align with love and be on the winning team. One of the things that happened in Denver as part of one of the talks is one of the ministers showed this YouTube video that Philip has now gotten to work. Yay. So I'm going to keep talking while the screen comes down. The This is a song by Lenny Kravitz called Here to Love. And it's a visual that, and you're going to have to dim the light so people can see this. Thank you. It's a visual that stopped me cold in my chair. So I want you to watch and listen and notice your, you can go ahead and dim the stage too. Notice your reaction. Figure out how to dim the stage. There you go. Notice your reaction to these images as this plays.
We must all unite, for we are one creation. We must join the fight, together we are strong. We must do what's right in every situation. Love each other's lives as you would do your own. Just think twice before you cast your stone at someone's soul. It's their life, so the choice is theirs and theirs alone. Judge, we are here to love. There's no room for hate. We are just one human race. We must rise above. We are here to love. There's no time to waste. We must all unite, there's no more segregation. When you've seen the light, there's nowhere else to go. And with peace in sight, no walls could separate us. We would be as one, because this earth's our home.
We are here to love. There's no room to hate.
So notice your internal reaction to that. What happened in you as you saw all those different, many diverse people? We're not here to judge, we're here to love. Love lives as us when we remember. I'll put a link to that in the newsletter so you can watch it again, because it took a couple times for me. It's tough being in charge of yourself. And yet we are. Because when we forget and we just go along with what everybody else says is so, we're disrespecting ourselves and we're disrespecting each other. I wish I could tell you it was easier than that. But I don't know that it is. Because we get to decide. That's our gift. We get to decide how to be in the world. So I want to close with the lyrics of a Daniel Namod song that I read earlier this month. The title is, It's All About Love. Life is not about heartbreak or hunger or need. It's not about sacrifice that leaves us to bleed. There's something more important that we're born to know. Because whatever we do, wherever we go, it's all about love. Just open your heart. Love fills it up. It's all about love. Love is the miracle of the newborn child. Love is that someone that makes your heart go wild. But however you feel it, it's all the same thing. It's the spirit within you that makes you want to sing. It's all about love. Just open your heart. Love fills it up. It's all about love. So when your world is overflowing with pain, when you don't remember a sky without rain, just hold on. Help is on the way, bringing a perfect new world and a bright new day. It's all about love. Just open your heart. Love fills it up. It's all about love. Remember that. It's all about love. Love lives as us. Love lives as us better when we remember. Love lives as us when we forget and get to do a correction. Love lives as us. Remember that. Be that and forgive yourself when you fail and pick yourself back up and try again. The failure is not permanent. It's just an oops. It's just a do-over. It's just a, let me try that again. I wasn't in my right mind. We live as love. Do that. Bless yourself and bless us all. Thank you. So now I'm going to speak the words of the community prayer and hold on to whatever image of love you can conjure. However big a love you can imagine, grab a hold of it with both hands. Let it fill your heart up to overflowing, because that's the only way we can be love. Is when we're full of love and we just leak out. So hold that picture of love in your mind. Hold that image of love in your heart. while I speak the words. Divine love lives as me and lives as every single individual. Life predisposes itself and gives to each and all the highest expression that every single one can imagine. I choose love. I choose life. I choose peace. I choose joy. I choose ease and delight. I choose omnipresent good for all. And as I remember this, as I radiate this, as I express this, I increase the amount of good in the world. I increase the amount of love in the world. And these words are not unique and special to me, but are present and available to every single individual as each one chooses to show up as love. The world vibration rises. A better quality of life, a better experience of life, a greater joy becomes more self-evident, more available, more present for everyone. So I celebrate this awareness, I celebrate this opportunity, I celebrate this charge and challenge to remember the responsibility of choosing, of deciding, of recognizing the individual impact each one of us has. Grateful for this awareness, grateful for this opportunity to be and become an ever greater example, an expression of this life and love and joy and good and peace. I take a breath and I remember, and I rest in the space. I know it is good and very good, and I let it be, and so it is.
So it is. Oh, let me love it.